and bringing her show The Boop and Twirl Tour to the Newcastle Civic Theatre on the 22nd of September. The Orange Butterfly Bus is coming on tour. It's Emma Memmer. Good morning.
Hey, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, Emma, this tour is happening real close to your birthday.
It is. The 21st of September is my birthday, which I can remember by the Earth, Wind & Fire song always. But the day after, we'll be in lovely Newcastle.
Now, how are you going to celebrate your birthday? What does an Emma Memmer birthday typically look like?
Emma Memmer birthday is usually spent on tour, so that's nice. And we get to actually meet families all around Australia, so we might be able to go out and see the local Newcastle situations.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So the Boop and Twirl Tour, it's going to be massive. Elvin Melbourne's coming with you. BB Butterfly, Waffles the Wombat.
What is there more to say? I mean, there's a lot of twirling, there's a lot of dancing, and we've just finished our first part of the Boop and Twirl Tour. Actually, the crowds have been so beautiful, bringing lots of craft for myself and Elvin, and a lot of dance moves.
Now, you've mentioned a lot of twirling. What about booping? Will there be much booping?
There's a lot of booping. We have a new song called Boop on Your Nose, and actually it's been the standout for the tour so far. Some people have even made T-shirts, their own boop T-shirts.
Oh, that's good. Or handmade merch. You'll take that any
handmade
day. If y'all are looking to pick up some Emma Memmer merch, you got a Big W. That must be pretty cool to walk into Big Dub and see your face around the joint.
Oh, look, we've only just released our merchandise, or some of it, in Big W at the beginning of this year, and that was pretty special. And I think now to see children coming to the shows in, like, a Waffles the Wombat jumper or a onesie, you know, it's just remarkable. But also on the tour, we have our tour-exclusive merch, which has all been designed by my sister. Her background is in retail, and actually Hayley and I did the Amazing Race together. So there's no other person that could be so hardworking other than my sister.
Boy, Emma, you mentioned that you went on the Celebrity Amazing Race. You've also been on Lego Masters, The Masked Singer, reality TV. Do you love it? You must.
Look, to be honest, I've never had the opportunity to ever do it. You know, when I was with The Wiggles, we were so busy. And then as soon as I left to finish my PhD and actually start creating Emma Memmer, I've probably done more projects in the last 3 years than I ever have in the last 15. And actually to do some of those shows has been some of the most amazing experiences that I've ever had. And the Amazing Race was really challenging. When we race for, you know, 14 to 17 hours. Like it's the whole day racing. But when it gets cut up, you know, in about an hour and a half episode, you're like, I was racing so much longer than that.
Yeah, it doesn't feel the full experience.
No. I mean, it looked challenging, you know, watching it back, but gee, in the moment, and I think that's what's different about the Amazing Race is that it genuinely is a proper race.
Is there some challenges in that you were like, oh, this isn't that hard, and then they just didn't put it in or something?
I'm Emma Memmer, I can do anything.
Yeah. Designer kids' t-shirt. I've got this, fam.
Why didn't they add that in? I mean, for goodness sake. I mean, really, I think Hayley and I loved all of the artistic challenges. And so when we actually were able to do Bollywood dancing, we were like, yep, give us that again. And every day we would like cross our fingers like, please give us a dance challenge.
Please, boop on the nose. Please boop on the nose.
We've got this.
Well, a big part of your show as Emma Memmer is inclusivity, and yourself and Elvin Melbourne do a lot of Auslan and sign language. You have an interpreter at the show. It must be so meaningful to you to have that inclusivity as part of what you do.
It's really one of my biggest ventures, I guess. And so since I left The Wiggles, I've really kind of worked out in my PhD research at the time that we had such a gap of knowledge here in Australia and beyond. And Elvin Lam is an amazing performer and a great friend of mine for about 6 years now. And we were having a chat about trying to figure out how to create a show that would include more visual communication. And so throughout that time, we created Emma Memmer alongside my husband, who's a music producer, and, you know, being able to discuss what it's like for him as a deaf performer, you know, it's been such an interesting journey. And now, 2.5 years into Emma Memmer, it's just been an incredible way to receive feedback from families that are using visual communication in their own family network, mostly, you know, deaf grandparents or deaf parents that have actually said to us, this is the first show that I can genuinely watch with my grandchildren or with my children. And it's just special. And Elvin actually signs the entire show alongside an interpreter that's also there for extra clarity.
You really are like pioneering this inclusivity, aren't you?
It's been a really interesting journey. And we have a few mentors, you know, deaf directors overseas in other countries, like in America, and we chat a lot. Mm. And, you know, there's amazing deaf theatre over in America, but we don't really have a theatre of the deaf group in Australia anymore. We used to, and we had amazing opportunities for deaf performers, but not anymore. So really, at this point, we're the only children's show that is integrating 100% sign language principles from the start. But, I mean, we can't be the only ones.
It should be more. Yeah.
Now, Emma Memma, a day in your life must be pretty busy. You met Bingo from Bluey recently.
Yeah.
You've met with the cast of Sesame Street as well, plus a brand new album out, Twirly Tunes.
Oh, look, it's fairly busy. I mean, right now I'm in transit. Look, every day is different, and, you know, being on tour is such a different way to being at home and recording and writing and filming, but every day has been a real adventure.
You're driving the bus as well for all the crew.
I'm driving the bus. You are. I pulled over on the highway. I'm on the team highway.
The orange butterfly bus is literally
driven by MMMR. What are you fixing? Repairing the engine as well?
I'm
mechanics?
Doing a truck stop. Yeah, I'm doing a truck stop. I've got the bus. I've got another crew car behind me. And, you know, we do everything ourselves. I mean, it's the most amazing way to see the country.
Sure. Of course, everything and everyone along the way. Unbelievable. You're a superstar. And we appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much.
We can't wait to get to Nui, and we'll see you soon.